Normally, we would want, if there's a suspected case, we would want to isolate that patient and put them under quarantine as we investigate, so that we protect the community and the staff from a potential patient with Ebola. So we've got two infectious diseases hospitals in Harare, Wilkins and the one along Beatrice Road infectious disease hospital. This is the bigger one where all infectious conditions are managed. Wilkins is the smaller one. So administratively, we have then said, if we have a suspected Ebola case or if we have a confirmed Ebola case, we will admit them at Wilkins, the smaller of the two institutions, at Wilkins Hospital, and we investigate from there. So yesterday we picked up a patient from one of our central hospitals, Pari, with a suspected Ebola as the working diagnosis. This is a patient who had come from one of the countries in our region with the generalized symptoms as somebody with Ebola would experience. She didn't have fever, headache, general body weakness, and vomiting. So the physicians thought she could, because she was coming from one of the countries that had two isolated cases. Then they thought it could be Ebola. So they then suspected and invited our team.
But why did you evacuate Wilkins Hospital?
We examined the patient and we uplifted, because we also wanted to protect the central hospital. Because if you have a suspected case or a confirmed case at a central hospital which manages other conditions, then you may then spread the infection. So we then picked up the patient and took her to Wilkins Hospital, which is the isolation unit that we have reserved. At Wilkins, we also wanted to protect other patients, because we have other services that we offer at Wilkins Hospital if we don't have any of these highly formidable diseases, such as we manage our TB patients from there, we manage our HIV patients who are on antiretroviral therapy, or those that need treatment for opportunistic infections. We also have other services like cervical cancer screening at the hospital. So once we admit a patient with suspected Ebola, we then have to move these other patients to the bigger institution in Harare, so that they continue enjoying those services, but at a safer institution as far as this Ebola suspect is concerned. So currently, we have moved all these services to BRIDH, and they are being offered at that hospital. And we have only trained staff working at Wilkins Hospital with this suspected case. They have to support the usual support that somebody with suspected Ebola is. But this one, because we confirmed that she tested positive using the RDT, the rapid diagnostic test, she tested positive for malaria. So we are treating her with quinine as a case of malaria as we investigate to see if she could have Ebola. But she has done very well. She is now sitting out of bed. She is walking. Since yesterday, she is feeding. She even took a bath on her own today, and she remains apraxial. She's, as I said, fully conscious, and generally, she's on the mend. Unless if something drastic and dramatic happens tonight, but she's generally on the mend and responding to the quinine. So we are now managing here the case of malaria, but we will still continue chasing after the results so that we can conclusively say this is not Ebola.
Is there any reason for Zimbabweans to panic?
No, not at the moment. There is absolutely no reason for Zimbabweans to panic. I think they should actually take comfort in the fact that we do have these isolation facilities. We do have responsive teams that will go out there, and we have a high index of suspicion at the emergency centers. And once we have somebody that we suspect, teams can be activated and something will happen, something similar to this. And the communities really are protected. I think that's something to take comfort in.